It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The year brought some significant updates at some Wisconsin's major business development projects. In Mount Pleasant, Microsoft paused construction on portions of its new data center campus as they reevaluate future phases of the project. And around the same time, a subsidiary of Taiwan's Foxconn acquired 20 more acres of land in the area, but hasn't said what it plans to do. In Green Bay, local leaders are preparing to host the upcoming NFL draft and oversee the completion of multiple housing developments in the area. So we're catching up on the latest big news around the state in the new year. First with Joe Schultz, WPR reporter covering statewide business, labor, and economic issues. Joe, welcome back to Wisconsin Today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What can you tell us about Microsoft's construction pause here on this multi-billion dollar data center campus?
So Microsoft is kind of developing their like three different sites in Mount Pleasant. They've kind of paused work at two of those sites. The company says that it's pausing early construction on what it calls the second phase of its development. It says that it's still on track with the first phase of the data center project, and it's still on pace to spend $3.3 billion by the end of 2026. The company says that they kind of paused some of the like second phase and future phase work as they kind of reevaluate just kind of like how changes in technology could kind of shape, you know, some of their design aspects. The Village of Mount Pleasant says that the pause was done to allow Microsoft to incorporate new data center designs. And the Village still anticipates the first phase of Microsoft's project is going to get completed this year. And it doesn't appear that officials are, you know, concerned that this could lead to a change in like the scope of the project. Officials still seem pretty confident is kind of my understanding that the project's still going to happen.
Well, it's interesting because Microsoft announced Friday that it plans to invest about $80 billion in fiscal 2025, this fiscal year, on developing these data centers to train and deploy AI. And of course, you know, AI requires enormous computing power. And so it makes me wonder, how should we read this pause or pullback in Mount Pleasant?
I mean, Microsoft says that it's still committed to the Mount Pleasant development. And obviously, you know, all these tech companies keep talking up AI and just kind of like are a little infatuated with AI. Like every social media you kind of go on, there's some new AI function that the tech companies want you to use. I don't know how to read it beyond just kind of like what the company is saying at this point, that the Mount Pleasant project is, you know, still a priority for them.
And first phase completion, do you have any type of timeline here?
The Village just says that they're expecting it to finish at this year still.
Okay.
Microsoft didn't get too into the timelines. It's not entirely clear just kind of like how long the pause on those, you know, on that phase two could last. You know, and Microsoft also acknowledged that like if their plans change and they have to redesign things, they may still have to go back to the state and to like the local government to get different permit approvals. They might have to like revise their permits. So the pause and some of like the reevaluation stuff could add timelines on those like future phases of the project.
Okay, now we're going to turn to other question marks here with a subsidiary of Foxconn acquiring about 20 acres of land from the Village of Mount Pleasant recently. What can you tell us about this transaction?
So it's kind of my understanding that this was kind of baked into Foxconn's development agreement with the Village of Mount Pleasant. Foxconn didn't, you know, purchase those 20 acres. Those 20 acres were kind of transferred in ownership from the Village to Foxconn. And it's kind of my understanding that, I almost called Foxconn Microsoft. It's kind of my understanding that Foxconn has been paying special assessment payments on the land that they already owned in Mount Pleasant, and that's kind of the way the city's kind of getting paid for this transaction. It was just kind of a transfer and not like a sale.
So where do we stand? Because Foxconn has, of course, backed out of its major development plan in the area, still has this significant footprint in Mount Pleasant. What does that relationship currently look like with the village?
You know, it's not entirely clear. Just kind of like the terms that the village and Foxconn are on. You know, obviously Foxconn's big LCD factory never kind of happened. They say that they produce data servers in Mount Pleasant and that they employ more than 1,000 people. And, you know, the village earlier this year, Foxconn got, you know, another round of state subsidies. And at that time, the village said that, like, they value Foxconn. And the village kind of viewed the Foxconn project late last year as it kind of set the groundwork for some of this development,
mm-hmm.
like Microsoft and, you know, Foxconn, as of last year, was the largest taxpayer in the village of Mount Pleasant at the local level for those property taxes.
Mm.
And the village does anticipate Microsoft will move into that role as the top taxpayer in the village.
Well, Joe, thanks for the update. Thanks for keeping an eye on these projects.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Joe Schultz, business reporter for WPR. Now we turn our attention to the Green Bay area, where coal piles, housing initiatives, they're on the forefront. Of course, the hosting of the NFL draft around the corner. And Jeff Bollier is covering it all, business reporter for the Green Bay Press Gazette. Jeff, welcome back.
Oh, thank you for having me back.
So when you look ahead to business projects on the horizon this year, what is standing out as the most significant for Green Bay?
So it's got to be my number one pick. Sorry for the pun. Would be the NFL draft coming to town.
Yep.
You know, it is going to be a huge event. You know, the expectations are that you know, as many as 240,000 people could experience the event over 3 days.
What did you say that the grounds will be like a small city within Green Bay and Ashwaubenon?
Yeah, they're laying out an area that stretches, you know, as much as, you know, by my rough calculations, you know, it's a mile long area that includes back of the house areas, the draft theater, as they call it, and then areas for fans and visitors to engage that, you know, I mean, pretty much stretches from the Titletown district west of Lambeau Field all the way to the Resch Center, which is well east of Lambeau Field. So there's going to be a lot of area there just where, you know, just to welcome the visitors and all of the activities, the events, the media, you know, all of the teams and their fans. So it's going to be pretty wild to see take shape.
What do you see is Green Bay grappling with most as it puts on this event that comes and goes in a few days and the challenges of those logistics and housing and all the things that come with it?
Yeah, we're, you know, the community up here is sort of trying to prepare as best as it can for this to be ready for setup and takedown, whatnot. But, you know, businesses are sort of trying to figure out where they fit in, from restaurants and bars to hotels. You know, one of the big questions is where everybody is going to stay, considering that, you know, the NFL and its partners have booked a lot of the hotel rooms here in the Green Bay area. So we're looking at short-term rentals. There is interest in hotels, you know, 30, 60 minutes away from here easily. So there's a lot of questions about it as it all comes together, but we're just trying to stay on top of it and keep the community informed.
Well, speaking of housing, I tried to start making a list of all the new housing developments and housing initiatives going up, and then I stopped my list. I'm like, I can't keep track of all this. This is long. What's going on?
You know, starting in 2020, you know, the city of Green Bay or the Green Bay area kind of recognized that it needed thousands more apartments and owner occupied homes to keep up with the demand that and population growth that they see coming through 2040. There's been, as across most of the state, there's been some ups and downs with financing and supply chain and costs, but this year really looks like it's going to be a very high, that housing development's going to get into a high gear. And I did a little counting also, and I got above 850 units that either will start construction this year or will come online this year and be available for people to rent. And that is huge. That will be of huge help with some of the issues again statewide with rising rents and the increasing cost for housing.
Of course, also those construction jobs, a local boom to the economy as well, I'd imagine.
Oh, yes.
I want to look here just for a moment on these coal piles, because as you see all of this waterfront development going up and the
Yeah.
market project, I wonder if that is putting more pressure to get a resolution on moving these coal piles from the waterfront.
Yeah, there is it is long been talked about in Green Bay and the area, for decades about how, as the community has sort of evolved from, a primarily heavily industrial riverfront into more of a mix of commercial, residential, and industrial, coal storage, kind of stands out where it is or sticks out as something where there's an opportunity to redevelop, maybe address some of the housing needs, add some additional, new port or riverfront uses, and also find a new home for a local business, Sea Rice Coal or Sea Rice Company that has been in operation here for 125 years.
Jeff, thanks for sharing your reporting with us.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to do it.
Jeff Beliar, business reporter at Green Bay Press Gazette, sharing some of those big upcoming business projects in the area. Earlier, we heard from WPR reporter Joe Schultz with updates from Mount Pleasant.